Tens of thousands of Michigan families will soon see their food stamp benefits trimmed. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, was scaled back in the new Farm Bill. And Michigan is one of only four states not doing something to avoid these cuts. NLive's Jonathan Osting joins us now. Jonathan, take us back to last February. This Farm Bill was signed. Just what did it do to SNAP benefits?
Sure. Well, the debate actually goes back further than February. Republicans were sort of bargaining through that Farm Bill process to scale back the food stamp program in some capacity. And the ultimate solution they arrived at was largely dependent on closing what they called a loophole in the food stamp program known as Heat and Eat. It allowed states to, well, essentially recipients can receive extra food stamps if they also can show that they needed assistance with heating bills. Well, this loophole that Republicans talked about allowed states to provide just like a dollar of assistance to recipients and therefore allow them to qualify for these extra food stamps. So Republicans said that shouldn't have existed in the first place, and that's sort of the cut they arrived at. They said the federal government would end up saving a lot of money by closing this loophole.
Now, Michigan is one of only four states that isn't taking action to avoid these cuts. How is that working?
Well, Michigan was one of 16 states that had been sort of taking advantage of this heat and eat option to provide extra assistance. But it's only one of four that hasn't decided a way to continue doing so. So the Republicans in Congress, to close this loophole, essentially required that states can no longer provide only $1 of assistance for heating. They have to provide at least $21 of heating assistance. 12 states have decided to go ahead and pay that $21. Some of them are simply using more federal assistance from another heating program. California, in one case, has actually devoted some of its own general fund dollars to essentially protect its recipients from cuts.
And Michigan isn't doing so because?
Michigan isn't doing so because it believes that you know, there are people who legitimately need heating assistance, and they don't want to take any dollars away from those people by shifting those dollars to the Heat and Eat program. So the state does currently provide assistance for people, especially in the winter, to help them avoid shutoffs for utility bills, and the state didn't want to redirect any of those monies. Now, it could have certainly prioritized some general fund spending, but lawmakers did not take that step.
And I'm sure critics have something to say about that. I know you spoke with Gilda Jacobs with the Michigan League for Public Policy. What are critics saying?
Yeah, well, critics are saying, you know, it's a missed opportunity. Even if you want to continue to call it a loophole, the state could have spent just a few dollars per recipient to ensure that they would not lose a much larger amount in assistance. So the numbers that the Michigan League for Public Policy cited, they claim that $8 million in payments for the state could have helped bring about $250 million in additional federal food benefits to Michigan families.
Jonathan, there are some opponents of using this loophole who claim that cutting SNAP back somewhat, it's a way of installing a mentality of self-reliance and responsibility into people. What's being made of this argument?
Yeah, sure. Well, I talked to State Senator Bruce Caswell, who sort of was instrumental in reworking the heating assistance program. What he essentially said is that if the federal government wants to provide more food stamps, that should be a separate conversation. He didn't come out and say, you know, he necessarily agrees with scaling back the program. It didn't weigh in one way or another. But he said what he didn't want to do was go the route that other states have done, which is taking some more of those heating assistance dollars and providing them to people who didn't actually need it. So that $1 the state previously gave to recipients was for, you know, food stamp recipients who maybe lived in an apartment building where all their utilities were covered already. So if the state provided $21 to those people, that would be the same recipients who actually didn't have utility bills, but it was a way for the state to help them access extra food benefits.
What are groups who work with the poor saying about the impact that this trimming back will have once it kicks in full force in November?
Well, they're saying it's going to be a very real impact. I mean, Michigan already struggles with a high poverty rate, and a large percentage of those people who fall below the poverty line currently or live in households that fall below the poverty line are children. So it's definitely going to have a significant impact, and groups are trying to find ways to supplement them with other community support systems.
MLive reporter Jonathan Osting filling us in on the upcoming food stamp cuts that are coming in Michigan, as we are one of four states not taking action to avoid them. His story is found on MLive.com. As always, thank you so much, Jonathan.
Hey, thanks, Cindy. Appreciate it.